弟兄姊妹们平安。我想我们每次来到神家，我们都很喜乐啊。我们不光在这里感受到爱，而是那一位本身就是爱的神亲自与我们同在。
Not only that we feel love, but God who is love Himself is with us.
爱虽然看不到，
Even though love is invisible,
但刚才诗歌告诉我们，爱却 surround us， 却能够围绕我们。
But yet love surrounds us.
而且爱是一个能力。
And love is a power.
把我们从一切的疲倦、灰心、失望、软弱里面，能够把我们恢复过来。
That it can restore us from all despair and fatigue and all kinds of disappointments.
我是希望我们每一次来到神的家里面的时候，我们都预备好了要来遇见他。
That every time we come to God's house, we're ready to meet Him.
好，今天继续讲跟随他的脚中心。
This morning, I'm going to continue this series to follow Jesus in His steps.
你看，转眼之间，我们今年快过去了啊。
You know, before we realize it, this year is almost gone.
啊，这是我第二十一讲的，其实也不止二十一讲了，讲到跟随他的脚中。
Actually, this is maybe the 21st.
我一开始的时候就跟弟兄姊妹讲，凡是跟随耶稣的人，没有不蒙福的啊。
At the beginning, I said to brothers and sisters, anyone who follows Jesus will be blessed.
我就想问我们到底今年蒙了多少福。
So may I ask, how much have we been blessed?
一开始我就说，凡是跟随耶稣的，没有一个人不会被改变的。
And I also said that anyone who follows Jesus will be changed.
那我就想说，那么今年年初到现在，我们自己觉得改变了多少？
So how much do we feel that we have changed this year?
我也说，凡是跟随耶稣的，没有人啊，他的功用和价值不被他提升的。
And I also that anyone who follows Jesus, its value and worth will be increased.
那我们想想看，别人今天怎么看我们？我们有没有不一样
？So how are people viewing us? Are we different?
我们到底有没有成为家人、同事、弟兄姊妹的祝福
？Are we more of a blessing to our friends and families?
对，弟兄姊妹，其实时间过得很快，道理一篇，我们这样听过去了。
Actually, time goes by so fast that we hear messages one after another.
可能很多人已经不记得我讲过哪些道。
Probably many of you don't remember what messages I have spoken.
你们不用怕我难过，我也有心理准备。
That's okay, I'm prepared. Don't worry about me.
但是我真正在乎的就是当神的话、神的信息一篇一篇流过的时候，我们到底被改变了没有
？But what I care is that, After messages, hearing messages, how much have we changed?
我相信你也绝对不记得你今年四月三号吃了什么。
I'm sure you do not remember what food you ate.
你也不记得你六月份吃了几条鸡腿。
Or in June, how many chicken drumsticks you ate?
年轻的孩子们，你也不会知道说你这块肌肉是因为吃鱼还是吃牛排还是吃什么长出来的。
And young people, you will never realize, you will never find out, It's because of chicken or steak that you develop this.
但是我们的生命却被维持，我们的生命却在成长，我们的度量各方面都在成熟。
But yet our life is being sustained, and we have been growing in every way.
这叫做改变。
And that is change.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不肯被改变
，If we're not willing to be changed,
我们听再多的道都没有用。
Then it does not matter how many messages we hear.
当我们肯让神的话来改变我们的生活
，If we're willing to be changed by God's word,
虽然好像你不记得你听过哪些道
，Yes, you may not remember what messages you have heard.
但是其实我们都在被改变。
But yet we are being changed.
因为主的话就是我们的生命，就是我们的粮食。
Because God's word is our life and our bread.
我记得圣保罗牧师在他一篇信息里面，他讲到说，有一个牧师曾经说过。
I remember Pastor Paul Shen said once in his message, he quoted a pastor.
他说，任何人听圣保罗牧师讲到会打瞌睡的话，那这个人有睡觉的恩赐。
He says, because that pastor says that if anyone who listens to Pastor Paul Shen and still fall asleep, then he has the gift of sleeping.
那我就把它借过来。我想，我们任何人如果真看见耶稣而不跟随的话，那真的有懒的恩赐啊。
And then I like to modify it a little bit. If anyone who beholds and meets Jesus and not being changed, this person has the gift of being lazy.
其实应该说的更严重一点哈，真是有笨的恩赐。
Or the gift of being foolish.
啊，看着耶稣，没有人不想跟随他的。
Because anyone who beholds and sees Jesus will want to.
实在是千万人中的第一人。
Because he's the fairest of the 10,000.
我相信不用等到。 太大的年纪，稍微年轻，我们都可以体会得到的。
I'm sure we can all realize that we don't have to wait until we age very old.
就是地上的东西，它不可能真正满足我们。
Because things of the world can never really satisfy us.
它永远有更新的东西来让你觉得我没有得到它，我就不满足。
There will be always something new that wants make you feel that unless you get it, you will not be satisfied.
你会认为说，我只要得到它，我一定很高兴。
You might feel as long as I get the hold of it, I'll be very happy.
就够了。
And then I'll be satisfied.
然后有一天你又发现你不够。
And someday you will find out you are not satisfied.
不管 video game, 不管 cell phone 都是这样，对吧？
Whether it's a video game or cell phone, it works the same.
或者我们大人们，你追求什么东西都是一样的。
Or whatever we pursue in the world, it's all the same.
好，那我们今天要继续讲，借着耶稣所讲的比喻啊。
Now we're going to talk about one of the parables Jesus said.
我们从他所给我们的教导里面，我们学习来跟随他。
And let's learn how to follow Jesus from the teaching of this parable.
那今天这个故事呢，我相信很多人都有问题。
And I'm sure, with regard to this parable, many of us have some questions.
啊，我们来读哈，你就会觉得你很同情那个人。
After you read it, you will feel sympathized with the person.
啊，你会为他打抱不平，你会说，如果我是他，我可能也会这样子讲。
You might say, if I were him, I would say the same thing.
好，我们一起来看这段圣经哈。
Okay, let's read this passage together.
马太福音二十章一到十六节。
Matthew chapter 20 verses 1 through
16。我们就大家一起来读好了哈。弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
But that's all read together. Brothers one verse and sisters alternate verses.
因为天国好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工。和工人讲定一天一钱银子，就打发他们进葡萄园去。约在四处出去，看见市上还有闲站的人，就对他们说：“你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。”他们也进去了。约在五阵和牲畜又出去，也是这样行。约在有猪出去，看见还有人站在那里。就问他们说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？”他们说：“因为没有人雇我们。”他说：“你们也进葡萄园去。”到了晚上，园主对管事的说：“叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止。约在有出雇来的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。即使那先雇的来了。”他们以为必要多得，谁知也是只得一钱。他们得了，就埋怨家主说：“我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他和我们一样呢？”家主回答其中一人说：“朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧。”我给那后来的和给你的一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？我做好人，你就红了眼吗？这样，那在后来的将要在前，在前的将要在后。小字写说，有古卷加上，因被招的人多，选上的人少。那我们请注意，在二十章的第一节讲了一个因为。
Please pay attention that at the first verse it says for.
表示这一个故事是接着十九章的末了。
In other words, this is is connecting to the end of chapter 19.
所以我们也多读三节圣经就好，十九章二十八节到三十节。
So let's read three more verses, verses 28 to 30.
在这之前有一个少年官因为答应不了主对他的呼召，他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
Here there was a young ruler who cannot answer to God, Jesus' calling, and he went away worried.
然后门徒听见这话的时候，彼得就对他说：“看哪，我已经撇下所有的跟随你，将来我们要得什么呢？”这是彼得问主耶稣的话。
So after the young ruler left, Peter asked the Lord, "So look, we have left everything to follow you. So what then will be there for us?"
我们看二十八节到三十节。
So let's look at what Jesus answered Peter from verses 28 to 30.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上。 你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。凡为我的名撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。然而有许多在前的，将要在后；在后的，将要在前。然后接到第二十章，因为天国好像家主。所以我们把这前后这两句话，在前的要在后，在后的要在前，中间插着这个故事。
And then it continues on to chapter 20, so we can see that of this verse, the last shall be the first and the first last, and then in there, there's a parable.
大家不要不好意思哈，读完这段故事，觉得主耶稣真的是有点不公平的，请举手。
Please don't be shy, but please raise your hand if you feel it's not really fair. If you don't think the Lord is very fair.
我觉得这是很好的，你自己觉得不公平，就举手。
那
我们现在来看这一段的故事。
Now let's look at the story.
我们看完故事，我们再回到主耶稣讲这个故事很重要的目的。
Then we go back to the important purpose of this parable.
我想我稍微解释一下，在这里讲的四出、五正、申出跟酉出。那我想有几个人知道是指几点钟呢？那英文圣经很清楚，黄燕。
So.We're trying to clarify the hour of the day in Chinese.
Huh? Oh, 你研究过？我说你研究哪一本书？
We're trying to clarify the hour of the day in Chinese.
我也研究过哈。
But in English, it's very clear.
这个他们以色列人、犹太人，他们讲天亮就是早晨六点钟。
So for the Israelites, when they say it's the dawn, it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
然后整个白天所有的时间就根据从六点钟开始起算，first hour 或是 the third hour, the fifth hour 这样子算下去。
And the number of hours start counting from 6 o'clock in the morning, and then the first hour, second hour, the number of hours after 6 p.m.
四出五正申出酉出，这都不是犹太人的话。这是我们中国人加上去的。
And so in the Chinese translation, added the Chinese terms, but for English, it's very clear.
所以这个四出是指的第三个 hour, 就是早上九点钟了。
So about the third hour, that is 3 hours after 6 a.m., so it's 9 a.m.
所以五正大概十二点。
And then,
就是、
and then
一段一段
the noon time.
从十二点开始算。那么申出是下午三点。
And then 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
那酉出是五点钟。
And then 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
所以看英文圣经，你们就看得很清楚。像酉出，它就是 eleventh hour， 就已经第十一个小时了。
So when the Bible says eleventh hour, that is 11 hours after 6 a.m.
所以你六加十一是17，减掉十二是下午五点钟。
So that is 5 p.m.
所以我们大概晓得一下这个时间的背景。
So now we know the background.
好，那这个故事里面，我们看见第一件事情就是主一直在这里去世上找那些闲站无用的、没有事做的人进到他的葡萄园做事。
So from this story, you can see the landowner keeps going on to the streets to find those who are standing idle and find them and invite them to work.
这个主人一大清早六点钟就到市场上去。
So this landowner goes to the market 6 o'clock in the morning.
就是看到有一些人在那里闲站，就把他们叫来，叫到葡萄园。
And he saw some standing idle, and then he invited them to go into his vineyard.
到了九点钟，他出来发现还有人闲站，又叫进来。
Another clock, he goes out again, and he saw some people, and then invited them too to the vineyard.
同样的，十二点钟，下午三点钟。
And then around noon time, and also 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
然后更让他惊讶的，居然到了下午五点钟，他再出去的时候，还是很多人闲站在那里。
To his surprise, even 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he went out and still see some idling.
他说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？”
He says, "Why have you been standing idle all day?"
弟兄姊妹，在这个故事里面，我们先看见一件事。
So from this story, we see one thing.
在这里有一个主人的葡萄园。
There's a landowner, he owns a vineyard.
那是一个范围，那是一个境界。
And it's a territory, it's a place.
一般人不能随便进去的。
That people cannot just walk in casually.
除非主人性情你才能进去为他做事。
Unless the owner invites you in to work.
好，所以在这里我们让我们看见一件事情，就是神居然把他的计划，把他的工作愿意招人进到跟他有份。
So we get to see that God is actually willing to call men to work in his vineyard.
所以在神的眼中，你如果不进葡萄园，你就不是在做他的工。
In other words, in God's sight, if you do not work in His vineyard, you are not actually working for Him.
这个我们很能够明白，对不对？
Yeah, we can easily understand this.
我想现在大家任何人开车经过 Home Depot， 常常会看到很多人站在外面等着要被你聘用，因为他找不到工作。
Nowadays, if you drive by Home Depot, you will see a lot of day laborers. They waiting in front of Home Depot, waiting to be hired.
啊，假装有一天你们家的后院需要整理，你就开过去，你就挑着两个人带回去。
So if you need someone to work in your backyard, you can go to Home Depot and pick up two people to work for you for that day.
这两个人可以进到你的后院为你做事，因为是你招他来的。
So these two people can go to your backyard because you have asked them to.
那其他的人不能进你的后院，因为你没有招他。
And others could not get into your backyard because
they
are not invited.
所以他们还是整天站在那边闲站，找不到工作。
Therefore, they could only keep standing there, being idle.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在这里先看见一件事情。
So here we see one thing.
在神的眼中，我们不进到他的工作里的话。
In God's eyes, if we do not enter into His vineyard,
不管今天我们在世界上做什么，我们的 career 是什么，人家觉得你的成就有多少？
No matter what you do in the world and however accomplishment you have,
那是你的工作跟神无关的。
That is your work has nothing to do with God.
因为不是在他的葡萄园。
Because that is not in His vineyard.
因为那个不是他的工作。
And that is not His work.
啊，所以你千万不要以为说我要 quit my job， 所有人都要辞职来做全世界传道人，不是的。
But please do not misunderstand thinking everyone should quit your job and be a full-time minister.
而是我们的人生如果跟神的工作无关的话，在神的眼中，我们就是闲站。
But yet, if our life has nothing to do with God's work, in God's eyes, we're being idle.
所以在这里，我们讲的第一个这个比喻的第一个重点，要提醒弟兄姊妹注意的，就是我们的 life purpose 跟 life value， 我们人生的目的跟人生的价值。
So the first thing we want to pay attention to is our life purpose and life value.
到底我们今天在做什么？
What exactly are we doing now?
哦，所以主耶这个神曾经问以利亚说，你到底在这里做什么？ What are you doing here?
The Lord once asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
那个时候以利亚逃到山里面，躲在洞里面。
Because at that time, Elijah fled and then hid himself in a cave.
以利亚怎么回答神？
What did Elijah say?
以利亚说：“我在为你大发热心。”
He says, "Lord, I have been zealous for you."
好，弟兄姊妹，他觉得他在为神大发热心。
He thought he was being zealous for God.
他躲在洞里面大发热心。
But he was hiding himself in a cave.
神说：“你回去。”
But the Lord says, "Go back."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天所做的，如果我们所在的境界、所在的范围，不是神所命定叫我们在的地方。
So in other words, if we're not where God ordains us to be.
或是我们今天所做的，我们所追求的，所从事的，不是跟神发生关系的话，
or if whatever we are doing has nothing to do with God himself,
在神的眼中叫做闲站。
That in God's eyes we're but being idle.
刚才国豪呼召那些闲荡的姊妹们来参加姊妹聚会。
Brother Robin just called those idling sisters to go to sisters' meeting.
哦，可能不见得闲荡，他闲躺。主耶稣呼召那些闲站的人进到他的葡萄园，来有份于他的工作。
The Lord Jesus calls those who are idling to go into His vineyard to be partakers of His work.
啊，你会说，哎呀，我天天都忙死了，哪里闲站？
But you might say, I'm busy all day. Well, how can you say I'm idling?
弟兄姊妹，我就是要提醒弟兄姊妹，这个忙碌的忙，忙碌的忙跟忙碌的忙，常常两个发音是一样的，所以意义也常常一样。
But In Chinese, the word being busy sounds the same as being blind.
忙跟忙是双胞胎。
So actually, there are two things of the same, the two sides of one.
有的时候我们真的是瞎忙，然后是白忙。
Sometimes we're blindly busy, and we are busy in vain.
什么叫做瞎忙呢？就是你真的不知道你是为什么而忙。
In other words, you don't know why you're so busy.
是不需要忙的。
You're busy unnecessarily.
白忙是叫做你忙，你真的很忙，但是是浪费，没有价值。
Or you are indeed very busy, but you're busy for nothing.
所以我们要知道一件事情哈，在神的眼中，神在乎的是我们是不是活在他的旨意中。
So in other words, in God's eyes, God cares if we are in His will.
神在乎的就是我的家庭生活、我的职场生活、我所有的生活到底有没有。在神的眼中跟神发生关系。
In other words, God cares if our family life, our career, and our service has anything to do with God.
所以约翰一书第二章十四节说，这世界和其上的情欲有一天都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的永远长存。
So in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 says, the world and its desires pass away, but those who does the will of God will live forever.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为我乱讲，这是圣经的话，整个世界有一天都要过去的。
Please do not take it lightly, but this is what the scripture says. In one day the whole world will disappear.
这个世界和其上的情欲有一天都要过去，只有遵行神旨意的永远长存。
The world and its desires will one day pass away, but only those who does the will of God will live forever.
所以爱因斯坦劝人说，不要去羡慕做成功的人。
So Einstein advised people, do not envy those successful people.
因为每一个人对成功的定义都不一样。
Because everyone has different definition for success.
你看那些拿了博士的人，看那些有钱的人，觉得他俗气。
So those PhD will think those rich people are very worldly.
然后有钱的人觉得这些会读书的人没有用，赚那么少钱。
But rich people might think those scholars are very useless because they don't make a lot of money.
因为大家个人对成功的定义不一样。
Because everyone has their own definition for success.
是要羡慕做一个有价值的人。
But envy and admire to be a valuable person.
那么到底什么是有价值，什么是有意义？那每一个的这个应该回到圣经，好，神怎么看？
So what's the significance and value of life? Then we have to go back to the Bible.
好，所以我们求神帮助我们在这个比喻里面看见的第一件事情。
So may the Lord help us to see the first thing in this parable.
到底我是不是一个闲站？
Am I an idle person?
到底我的生活、我的 career、我的家庭、我跟孩子的关系、我所有所做所行、我的生活，到底跟神发生关系
？Everything I do, my family life, my relationships, my career, does it have to do with God?
所以我们 Brother Ernest 在特会的时候讲过一句话，我上礼拜也用了。他说：“every day Jesus has a purpose to live.”
As Brother Ernie said in the retreat, every day God has a purpose for us.
Jesus has a purpose to live.
Jesus has a purpose to live everyday life.
他是这个 purpose 是什么呢？是 to obey and fulfill God's will, 去遵行成全神的旨意。对不起，小妹妹生日。
Okay, it's to do and obey God's will.
这是第一件事，好，我们看的。
And that is the first thing.
那第二件事情我们要看的，在这个故事里面，我们来到一个很症结的问题。
Then we come to a key point of this parable.
就是你发现有人从早上十二点做到晚上十二点，做了整整十二个小时。
Some will work from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 in the afternoon, so they will work 12 hours.
然后有人是从下午5点钟才进去，做到6点，只做一个小时。
And some enter into the vineyard 5 o'clock in the afternoon and only work 1 hour.
好，所以有人做十二个小时，有人做一个小时，但是得到的结果却是一样的。
Some work for 12 hours, some only work for 1 hour, and they get the same pay.
我在这个不管释经学或是我在讲这个耶稣所说的比喻的时候，我一直重复的提醒弟兄姊妹。读比喻有一个很重要的释经原则。
When I was teaching hermeneutics class, I keep emphasizing one principle of interpretation.
我不晓得你们记不记得，但是我需要一再的重复。
I don't know if you remember, but I have to keep repeating.
就是当我们读圣经的比喻的时候 ，parables 的时候。
When we study parables in the Bible.
每一个 parables 每一个比喻，它有一个中心的目的，一个中心的信息。
There's a central message and a purpose for each parable.
所以你不能够把每一个细节要当作真理来解释它。
So please do not interpret every single detail of the parable as the truth.
然后你不能够把每一个细节当作这是中心的信息来看它。
And please do not spiritualize every single detail and think that it's one of the central hints.
这个不公平，我留到后面再回答，这样子可以让大家继续听下去哈。但是我现在先讲这个比喻的重点角色。
So I want to put aside the issue of being fair or not fair, and I'll go back to that later. But now let's look at this parable.
很多的时候，一个真理是需要借着几个比喻，它从不同的角度来强调同一个信息。
Sometimes it takes several parables to interpret, to emphasize and explain one truth.
它为了让我们有一个平衡而且完整的一个认识。
So that we can have a balance and a holistic view.
那在这个比喻里面，主耶稣特别要强调的事情是什么？
So what is the point that Jesus wants to emphasize particular in this parable?
我们在这里提到的三个点，大家稍微参考一下。第一件事情，
the first thing,
主给我们赏赐的原则不是根据我们做工时间的长短。恩赐的大小 不是工作的性质，乃是根据我们是否忠于他所给我们的机会和托付。
The first point is that the Lord's reward is not based on the duration of our labor or the greatness of our gifts or the nature of our work, but our faithfulness to the opportunities and commissions that He gives us.
那这是整个比喻里面最关键、最中心的事情。
And that is the central theme of this parable.
那主给我们赏赐的这个原则是根据我们是不是忠心。
The principle of the Lord's reward is based on our faithfulness.
有没有任何人可以告诉我，圣经上是否曾经出现过主在这里夸奖他的门徒是夸奖他成功的？
Can anyone remember any place the Lord praises His servant of being successful?
神从来没有说你这又成功又良善的仆人。
The Lord never said to anyone, "You successful and good servant."
主所夸奖的是又良善又忠心的仆人。
But the Lord always praises you, good and faithful servant.
好，所以神最在乎的就是对于他所给我的托付、他所给我的责任、他所给我的机会。到底我有没有全力以赴？我尽上我该尽的忠心。
So the Lord actually cares if we have put in our best and be faithful to the opportunities and commissions and work that He has given us.
好，我今年到香港去聚会的时候，他们每一堂聚会，因为我在那个特会里面讲八堂。
This year when I went to Hong Kong to lead the conference, I actually had to speak for eight services.
然后每一堂聚会的带诗的人也不一样，弹琴的人也不一样。
Every meeting, they have a different song leader and different pianist.
因为他们是六个不同的教会合办的。
Because it was actually a conference of composed of six churches.
好，所以这个。中间哈啊，这个我就被他们追得很惨，他们都问我说你会后要唱什么诗歌。
So the song leaders just keep following me asking what song do you want to sing after the message.
那其中有一个小姊妹，她大概才十五六岁，她也居然当大会的司祭。
There was a young sister. She's about 15 or 16 years old, and she was playing the piano.
她不敢一个人找我，她找的其他姊妹陪着她来跟我讲。
She dared not to come to talk to me, so she came with a friend.
她就一直想知道我到底回应诗歌要唱哪一首。
So she wanted to know what song I want to sing after the message.
好，所以我就告诉她了。
So I told her.
结果后来最后一天在分享见证的时候，她站起来做见证。
So on the last day, she gave a testimony.
啊，我是不知道 piano 分几级的，我听说她考试已经考到蛮高级的了。
So I don't know about much about the pianos, the levels, but actually I heard she was in a high level.
她那天站起来做见证，她说这是我第一次在特会示警。
And then, so she stood up and gave a testimony, saying that this is her first time playing piano for a conference.
他们的上 leader 都非常简单，好，他们只唱一条歌。
And that it's very actually for them it's very easy because their song leaders only lead one song.
就上 leader 就上来，他说我们唱第几首，然后就大家唱一遍，然后他就等于借着诗歌讲一篇道，然后再唱一遍。
Usually, that's how they lead the song. They will come up and then. Lead the congregation to sing the song, and then he would talk a little bit, and then sing the song again.
所以他们没有任何复杂的技巧，就是很简单，一首歌唱一下。
So no complication, very simple.
那这个小姊妹就说，她说我很谢谢带诗的弟兄，他一个礼拜以前我问他，他就告诉我要唱哪一首。
So she says that she was very thankful for the song leader because he told her what song to sing a week ago.
然后她说我每一天我至少花一个钟头，我在家一面祷告一面弹琴，把这首歌练得很熟了。
So throughout the week, she would spend at least 1 hour a day to play the song until she was very, very familiar with the song.
她说我没有想到，我来到特会，这个快轮到我之前。这个带诗的弟兄突然说，为了配合讲员的信息，他改诗歌。
But to her surprise, right before the service, the song leader told her that he was going to change the song in order to match the message.
他说他吓死了。
And she was so scared.
然后他就找了一大，他说弟兄姊妹都很有爱心，一大堆人陪着他，下午赶快补练了。
And so she found a lot of friends to accompany her that she would practice the whole afternoon.
哇塞，你们这些事情大概都没有这么好的属灵同伴啊！他说一大堆人陪着他，他在那边念，他们为他祷告。
So good for her that she has so many spiritual companions and they all accompany her and pray for her.
然后他就一面打一面做见证，一面流泪，讲到 神的爱跟弟兄姊妹的爱。
So she gave the testimony with tears about God's love and the love of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你们这些年轻的弟兄姊妹服侍有没有这么认真哈。
I don't know if you are so serious and diligent about your service.
她花了整整一个礼拜，每一天她说我至少一个小时，就为了念这一首诗歌。
So for a whole week, every day she would spend 1 hour practicing that one song.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是凭恩赐在这里服侍。
You see, we do not serve just by our gifts.
我们也不是因为被要求勉强服侍。
Or we're being demanded and forced to serve.
神喜欢的是看见有人答应了这个呼召，而且尽心竭力的、忠心的服侍。
God delights if someone will answer to call and then work diligently and put out the.
他们很多年长的都告诉我说，论技巧，这个小姊妹的技巧其实是很好的。
So a lot of elderly brothers told me that actually the sister is actually very skillful in playing the piano.
同样的，我也不是说你一定要像他一样，每天一定要一个小时。我已经说过，神衡量不是根据时间长短，而是根据我们是不是真正忠心啊。
But then please do not misunderstand thinking that I'm asking you to practice like she does. But God cares if we're being faithful.
大概一个月以前，我看到一个基督教的网，这个 leadership 的网站放了一个小小的见证。
About a month ago, I saw the testimony on the leadership website.
有一个父亲写的见证，他讲的叫做两分钟的儿子。
And then this father wrote an article about 2 minute son.
当他太太怀孕的时候。他们已经知道这个孩子的这个染色体第13对出了问题，所以这个孩子医生建议不要了。
So actually, when his wife was pregnant, they already found out the 13th pair of chromosome was defective. So the doctor suggested them to abort the child.
那医生告诉他说，他如果生下来的话，他是在很短的时间就一定死掉的。
Because the doctor says, even if he gives birth to this child, he or she will die very quickly.
他们夫妻两个为了这件事情祷告很久。
So the couple prayed for a long time for this matter.
但是他们决定全心的要来爱这个，不管有多少的时间，生出给他们的孩子。
They have decided that they will love this child that God has given us, given to them with all of their love.
他们特别给孩子还没有生下来就先取好名字，叫 Toby. God is good. 神是好的，但是神是良善的。
Okay, they named the child Toby, meaning God is good.
好，弟兄姊妹，他母亲说，如果这个我的胎是我孩子这一生的世界唯一的世界，我就希望他住在一个最安全、最平安、最享受的世界。
The mother says, if my womb will be the only place the child will ever live in this world, and I hope this dwelling place of my child will be very secure and homey.
他说，如果这是我唯一的机会可以认识我的孩子。我就决定不愿意少掉任何一分钟，所以他拒绝堕胎。
So if this is the only chance that I get to meet my child, then I do not want to waste any minute. So she refused the abortion.
所以当小孩子生下来了，从外面看非常的可爱、健康、满脸红红的。
So after the child was born, the child looks very healthy and lovely, healthy.
夫妻两个高兴得不得了，都真的这样一直抱着他。
And the husband and wife were so happy that they tried to hold the child.
然后突然之间，孩子的脸色就开始变。
And all of a sudden, the complexion of the child changed.
变成青色，变成暗色。不到两分钟，医生说 he's gone. 所以他走了。
And the complexion turned dark and pale, and within 2 minutes.Was gone.
所以这个父亲写了一篇信息，叫做《两分钟的儿子》。
So his father wrote an article, named "2 Minute Son."
弟兄姊妹，虽然他只拥有他孩子两分钟
，even though he only owned his child for 2 minutes，
但是我觉得这是一个忠心的父母。
But this, I would say, these parents are very faithful.
不在乎你拥有多少时间长短，而是在乎神所给的每一个机会、每一个角色、每一个托付，我们是不是全力以赴？我们敬重。
It does not matter how long you have owned it, but it's how faithful you have been to every single opportunity that God gives us.
第二件事情。
Second,
我在这里写的殷勤工作或是殷勤侍奉的最大价值，还不在于我们能得到什么，而是我们到底贡献了什么，以及我们因而成为了怎样的人。
The greatest value of serving diligently does not lie in what we can gain.But what we can offer and what we can become.
所以，当我们在这里付出的时候，我们都希望有所得着。
Because whenever we offer, we hope for return.
但是，很多的时候久了，我们会根据得着， 我们只在乎得着，我们却忽略了这个付出本身是一件极有价值的事情。
But after a while, we oftentimes just focus our attention on the return and neglected that the offering itself is very meaningful and valuable.
特别如果我们是在神的葡萄园，是在做神的工，是在为我们的主而做事的话。
Especially if we are working in God's vineyard for God's ministry.
如果我们这样做能够讨主的喜悦，能够给神国神家带来祝福。
If what we do can please God and bring blessing to God's house,
这个本身就是一个祝福，本身就是一个报偿。
The labor itself is already a reward.
我们可以整天闲站的，神可以让我们跟他的国、跟他的工作无份的。
We could have been idling all day and have nothing to do with God's kingdom.
但是他却招我们进了他的葡萄园。
But yet He calls us into His kingdom.
而让我们可以得救，让我们有份于他伟大的计划。
So that we can be saved and be partakers of His great purpose.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，我们要知道殷勤的工作、殷勤的侍奉，它最大的价值或是报偿，还不在于我们得到什么。
So we have to see that the greatest value and return of this diligent service is not what we can gain.
而是在它这个本身里面，我们就已经得到了极大的祝福。
But actually, the service itself is already a great blessing.
我们已经得到了极大的报偿，因为我们在这里为神而活。
We already have our return because we live for God.
因为我们在这里是能够有所付出、有所贡献。
Because we get a chance to offer to be a contributor.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这里，我们这个观念我们比较少。
We usually don't have this kind of mindset.
我们的报偿不光是在这里，我们能够讨神喜悦，能够成为别人的祝福。
Our return is not only that we can please God and be blessings for others.
而且在这个过程里面，我们会被改变。
But through the process of service, we can be changed.
所以我在这里说，我们也要在乎的是，到底我们付出了什么，我们贡献了什么，而且。我们要在乎我到底因为这样子变成了怎样的人。
So not only that we care what we gain and what we offer, but we should also care what kind of person we have changed to, we have become.
这个我晓得大家有没有听说过这个希腊哲学大师苏格拉底，他的婚姻很不幸福哈。
I don't know if you have heard the Greek philosopher Socrates. His marriage was not a happy one.
所以他对婚姻的看法，他是就是两句话。
So this is what he says about marriage.
所以你娶了一个好太太，那是你终身的幸福。
So if you marry a good wife, then you will be blessed for a lifetime.
如果你娶了一个坏太太，那么你可以成为一个哲学家。
But if you marry a bad wife, then you will become a philosopher.
所以他为什么是这么有名的哲学家？因为他太太真的很坏。
That's why he was such a famous philosopher because he had a very mean wife.
有一次他在课堂上上课的时候
，Once he was teaching in the class,
上的精彩的时候，他太太突然开门闯进来。
While he was teaching, and all of a sudden his wife came in the classroom.
就当着学生的面就破口大骂，好把他骂的这个狗血。
And then she yelled at him in front of all of his students.
对老师来说是很丢脸的事。
This is a very embarrassing thing for a professor.
骂完了以后，转身就摔门就出去了。
And after she screams and yelled, and she turned around and left.
所有的学生都很尴尬，看着他的老师。
All the students felt embarrassed and looked at the professor.
没有想到门突然又开了。
And then to their surprise, all of a sudden the door opened again.
他太太冲进来，拿了一桶水，就往他身上泼下去。
The wife came in with a bucket of water and then poured on Socrates.
所以这个苏格拉底这个笑笑的说，他说我早就知道这个打雷之后必有大雨。
And Socrates says, "Oh, I knew that after thunder there would be shower."
从人来看，他真的是一个蛮有素养的哲学家。
So he was actually a very a humorous philosopher.
他能够容人难容之事。
He could bear that was very unbearable.
弟兄姊妹，他是要讲到婚姻这个过程本身会把你塑造成为一个不同的人。
So what he was saying is that through the process of marriage, you will be formed into a different person.
今天婚姻很多出问题，大家都在说我可以得什么，我可以得什么。
Oftentimes, marriage have problems because people focus on what we can gain.
我们忽略了我可以付出什么，我可以带来什么祝福。
But we neglected what we can offer in this marriage, what we can bless.
然后我们也忽略了婚姻本身可以改变我这个人。
But we also neglected that marriage itself can change us.
同样殷勤的工作，殷勤的工作不在乎你得什么。
In the same way, diligent service.
而是在乎我们到底我们可以贡献出什么，尤其是对着神国、神家、神职业。
Don't just focus on what we can gain, but what we can contribute, what we can offer to God and His kingdom.
尤其在这个过程里面，到底我这个人被改变了什么
？Especially through the process, how we can be changed.
所以当这些工人在那里 argue 的时候
，So when these laborers, workers were arguing,
在那里不公平的时候，因为他们完全根据自己所得的在这里看。
They fight for fairness because they only care about what they gain.
他们却忘记了他们能够在主人的工这个园地里面能够为主人做的事情。
But they forgot the grace that they get to work for the landowner in his vineyard.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
在这里说到，如果因为红眼眼红埋怨而不蒙主悦纳，那就全然失去了我们殷勤工作真正的意义和价值。
So the true meaning and value of serving diligently would be completely lost if we displease the Lord because of our envy and complaints.
弟兄姊妹，当人在这里埋怨的时候
，When we complain.
马上就失去了他当得的奖赏。
Then we instantly lose the reward.
什么时候我们一埋怨
？Whenever we complain.
我们原本应该得到的祝福就泡沫化了。
Then we the blessing that we were supposed to get will be vaporized.
就跟我们小的时候，我们都看过这个《木偶奇遇记》哈，有没有人看过？
We have the story Pinocchio.
它最大的特点是什么？
What's his greatest, the biggest characteristic?
一撒谎鼻子就长长。
Whenever he lies, his nose will grow.
再撒谎鼻子就更长。
He lies a little bit, that his nose grows longer.
所以只要一撒谎鼻子就长。
So whenever he lies, his nose will grow.
那在这里，只要一埋怨，祝福就走了。
So whenever you complain, the blessing will be burst.
一祝福，喜乐就掉了。
Whenever we complain, the joy will be lost.
我们一埋怨，对不起，我讲错了，不是一祝福就喜乐就掉了。你们都睡着了，怎么没有人提醒我呢？一埋怨，赏赐就掉了。
Whenever we complain, the reward will be gone.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里是一个很重要的事。所以你看见马太福音第六章哈
，Matthew chapter six，
主耶稣在那里提醒到这个施舍、祷告跟禁食这三件重要的事。
The Lord talked about giving, fasting, and praying.
那你有一个关键的词，就是当你故意做的时候。
There's a key thing that if you do it on purpose,
你故意在别人面前做给人家看，你施舍。
You do it as a show, on purpose to show others.
你故意站在马路的十字口在那里祷告，故意要叫人家看见的哈。
And then you pray on the street corners in order to be seen.
那你进食的时候故意让人家看见，哇，你真的是为主受苦。
Or whenever you fast, you disfigure yourself so that others can see that you're suffering for the Lord.
那个天上来的赏赐，永恒的赏赐就走了。
Then that heavenly eternal reward will be gone.
我们得到的是今生的人的掌声，人的夸奖。
What we have gained will be the praises and the applauses of men in this world.
那个天上来的赏赐，永恒的赏赐，立刻。
But that heavenly and eternal reward will be gone instantly.
所以你就发现在这里，当主在这里奖赏的时候，有很多人就开始埋怨。
So we see that when the Lord rewards, many are complaining.
这是非常可惜的事哈。
It is such a pity.
那我们现在要来看这个故事，为了回答有些弟兄姊妹觉得公平不公平的事。
Okay, now we're going to come back to the issue about being fair.
第一个哈，主耶稣清早起来。这个主人清早起来到市场去。
First, the landowner goes to the market at dawn.
打发他们一批一批的不同时间进去。
And he sends different groups to his vineyard.
请问，当他在发工资的时候
？So let me ask you, when he pays the wages?
如果照着当初进来的顺序啊，清早六点钟来的，给你一千银子，然后请你走。
Okay, so if he when he pays the wages, if he pays the ones that came the first, and then after they get the pay, and then they will leave.
他们并不知道后面的人也得一千银子。
So those who came first will not know how much they get paid. The last ones will get paid.
你觉得他们会不会埋怨
？Do you think they will complain?
不会。
No.
他们会不会觉得主人不公平
？Do you think they will think the landowner unfair?
因为他们肯清早六点钟起来，表示他们是非常需要这个工作。
Because the fact that they were willing to get up 6 o'clock in the morning shows that they need the job.
他们盼望有机会能够工作。
They hope for a chance to work.
而主人愿意雇他们，他们高兴得不得了。
And so when the landowner was willing to hire them, they must be very, very happy.
而且一钱银子。
and also the one denarius.
至少一天的工资，就在当时来说。
It's a very fair wage for one day's
labor. 很多人还有一些解经书说至少是两天的工资。
Some Bible scholars even says it's about 2 days' wages.
所以这些人当主人愿意雇他的时候，第一个他不仅仅很高兴，我被 pick up 了，你知道 Home Depot 这些人被挑到人，每一个人都笑眼逐开，高兴得不得了的。
So I'm sure when they were picked up, they must be very happy, just like the day laborers in front of Home Depot.
这么多人都在闲站，主人居然挑我，他高兴得不得了。
So many people are standing idle, and yet the land owner picked me.
而且主人不仅仅没有跟我讨价还价，而且愿意付我两天的工资。
Not only the land owner did not argue or negotiate the price with me, he was even willing to pay me 2 days' wage.
带着感恩、欢喜、快乐进去做事。
I'm sure they went to the vineyard with a thankful and grateful heart.
主在这个比喻里面有他特别的地方，就是故意把奖赏翻过来的时候，你就发现人受不了。
But yet, when the Lord reversed the order of pain, and the people could not take it.
把原本明明是很公平，甚至是超过公平的事情当作不公平。
So people would consider something that was fair or more than fair, unfair.
把原来那么感恩的事情现在当作埋怨。
So they would consider something to be grateful and now a subject for complaint.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个问题就出在于我们跟别人比较。
So the key issue, the problem lies that when we compare with others.
所以我们讲过好几次哈，这三种维他命 C 少吃一点，就是 compare, compete.Complain.
So I said before that don't take these vitamin C's. Compare, compete, and complain.
一天到晚就跟别人比比比，我跟你讲，人比人气死人，对不对
？If you keep comparing with others, you will be very angry.
哦，然后你不是骄傲就是气死了。
So either you will become very arrogant or you will be very angry.
比较多了就变成争竞。
Or you become competitive.
而且很容易抱怨。
And they easily complain.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是主要我们做的事情？
So this is not what the Lord wants us to do.
今天能够有份于主人这么伟大的工作，
Today, we can become part of the Lord's great ministry, and we are called.
而且神所跟我们讲定的是永远的生命，刚才十九章的后面。
And the Lord has agreed to give us eternal life. That's what says in the end of chapter 19.
能够承受永生，光永生这件事情已经够我们一辈子都觉得我们不配得的。
The fact that we get to inherit eternal life is already something that we can spend our whole life being thankful.
更不要说还有 extra， 让他们坐宝座。
Let alone the extra thing that we get to sit on the throne.
而是还有特别的奖赏要给。
That God even has special prize.For those who follow him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这个比喻的里面，我们就看见这些人的埋怨，就是因为跟人比。
From this parable, we get to see these people complain because they compare.
他们因为跟别人比，他们失去了感恩。
Because they compare, they lose a grateful heart.
他们只注重自己得着什么，但是却忽略了。他们可以为神做事，这本身就是一个最大的祝福。
They care about what they can gain and then neglect it. The fact that they get to be part of the ministry is already a blessing.
而且他们忽略了能够为神活在神的这个园子里面这是一个属主的境界我们这个人被改变的。
And then they neglected that being in the vineyard is in the Lord's territory where we can be changed.
这个听说林肯总统有一次，他还没当总统的时候，有一次在街上走路。
It is said that President Lincoln, before he was a president, one day he was walking on the street.
他看到一个小男孩在街上放声大哭。
He saw a little boy crying on the street.
他就走过去问他说：“你为什么哭啊？”
So he went and asked the boy, "Why are you crying?"
他说我妈妈还是我爸爸早上给我的一块钱那个 coin 掉了，我找不到，这个不小心弄掉了，他就在那边哭。
And he says, "Oh, because I lost the coin that my parent gave me this morning. It's about a dollar."
林肯总统马上就掏出一块钱给他。
So President Lincoln gave him instantly a dollar coin.
他就擦干眼泪了。
So he wiped his tears.
林肯总统才转身，他又大哭了。
And then after President Lincoln walked away, he cried again instantly, the child.
你们知道为什么？
Do you know why?
林肯问他说：“你为什么哭呢？”
So why are you crying again?
他说：“我如果没有掉，我现在就两块钱了。”
Because he says, "Well, if I did not lose my first coin, I wouldn't have two coins by now."
所以林肯总统就算给他100万，他还是会哭的。
So this child, even if President Lincoln gave him $1 million, he would still cry.
因为他永远少掉那个掉的一块钱。
Because he is always missing $1.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人就是。说出我们这个人的本性。
So this is our nature.
我们应该为着已经得到的永生，可以 避免永远永火的审判，我们都应该感激不已的。
We should be more than thankful for the eternal life that we have received, and also we escaped eternal judgment.
我们原本就是在那边终身闲站着，在神眼中毫无价值的人。
We were originally those standing idle and life without a purpose.
今天居然被叫进来了，我们应该感谢。
So today we're being called into the vineyard. For that, we should be thankful.
所以不仅仅不要去跟别人比较，我们要学会感恩。
Not only that, let's try not to compare, but we should be thankful.
一个人得工价，圣经上说不叫恩典啊。这个做工得工价是理所当然。
When a worker receives due pay, it is not called grace.
那么什么叫做恩典
？So what is grace?
就是你不配得，但是你得到。
That you receive something that you are not worthy, you don't deserve.
啊，假如在圣经现在有两个人 A 和 B 啊，有一天这个碰到面。
Say two people meet each other, A and B.
然后他们讲起来说，不久以前他们都分别有一个 car accident, 都撞了别人。
And then they talk, and then they share that, not long ago, both of them had car accidents.
都是因为闯 stop sign 或红灯撞了别人。
Both of them hit someone because they ran through the red light.
所以错在我们，对不对
？So both of them were at fault.
所以那个乙就问 A, 不是。B 就问 A 说：“那你赔了多少钱
？”So B person asked A, "So how much did you pay?"
哦，他说我赔了3000块钱，真倒霉，我这个一个月才省下200块，就都赔光了。
So the A person says, "Oh, I had to pay $3,000, and that was a lot because every month I could only save $200."
那 A 就问 B 说：“那你呢
？”So A asked B, "So how much did you pay?"
哦，他说我把人家撞得更惨了，8000块钱。
So he says, "Oh, my accident was even more severe. I paid $8,000."
但是那天那个人真好心，他看我是个学生，他觉得算了，走吧。
But then that day, the person had mercy on me because I was a student, so he said, "Oh, I will forgive you and let you go."
啊，这个叫做恩典。
So that is called grace.
A 一听就很生气。
So when A heard the story, he was very angry.
他就跑回去找他撞的国豪，说：“哇，你怎么可以这样子？那个人8000块都饶了他，我只撞你3000块，你为什么不饶我
？”So he went back to the person that he hit and said, "Argue, how come you do not forgive my debt and the other person forgive the debt of $8,000?"
就是你要知道吗？在恩典里面没有公平不公平的事情。
So do you see?When you are in grace, there's no issue of fairness.
完全在于施恩者要恩待谁就恩待谁。
It is all up to the person who gives grace.
所以很多人读到罗马书第九章，非常替以扫打抱不平，说神怎么可以这样子偏爱雅各这个不拣选以扫。
That's why a lot of people when they read Romans chapter 9, they pity they sympathize with Esau and say, "How can God be so unfair to Esau?"
你知道司布真怎么回答这个问题吗
？Do you know what Brother Spurgeon answered the question?
司布真说：“你不要为以扫打抱不平。
”Says you do not be angry for Esau.
你应该是很稀奇，为什么雅各会蒙恩
？But be marvelled why Jacob was blessed by God.
因为他们两个人都是神可以憎恶、神可以不要施恩的，因为都是坏人。
Because both of them.Were bad people that God could abhor.
因为在神的眼中没有义人，没有善人，没有一个行善的，通通都是罪人。
Because in God's eyes, there's no one righteous, not even one. Everyone was in sin.
两个人受咒诅、受审判、受刑罚都是理所当然。
They both deserve being cursed and punished.
都应该被神弃绝的，但是神却爱的雅各。你应该稀奇神为什么愿意爱雅各。
They both should be rejected by God, but yet God loves.Jacob, then you should marvel why God would love Jacob.
所以你不需要去替以扫打抱不平。
So please do not get angry for this Esau's sake.
那我不晓得弟兄姊妹能不能明白这个意义啊
？I'm not sure it is.
所以你如果是个电脑文明那个文盲啊，是 dummy for computer 哈。
Say like if you are a dummy for computer, you don't.
你真的是一个笨蛋，电脑什么都不懂。
Say like you are very ignorant in high-tech stuff, computer.
最近这个常常血压不舒服，我讲错，你不是一个笨蛋，什么 computer 不懂，是你在 computer 上显得是个笨蛋。不是不懂 computer 就是笨蛋，您不要误会了。
Let me correct myself. I'm not calling you dummy, but then if you are kind of ignorant or not very familiar with computer technology.
结果居然 Google 跟 Apple 都愿意争相聘请你。
But yet, to your surprise, both Google and Apple want to hire you.
Arthur 很希望继续待在 Google.
Arthur wants to stay in
Google. 我经常高兴还被 Apple 派到纽约去害那边的人。我想加州这么多人想进 Apple， 跑到那里去害人干什么？
I heard our brother was sent to New York by Apple to hire someone. I thought there's so many people wanting to be hired here in California.
多少精华，多少工程师的背景，多少人找工作想进 Google， 想进苹果电脑，结果都进不去。
So many high tech engineers want to get into Google or Apple, and they cannot get into.
啊，结果竟然这个人电脑什么都不懂 ，Google 要他。
Yet this person does not know anything about computer. Yet Google wants to hire.
世界上没有这样子的事情。我就是说，这叫做恩典。
So I know nothing would like this would happen in this world, but this is called grace.
所以你在恩典的里面没有公平不公平的事。
So whenever you are in grace, there's no issue of fairness.
只能够站在蒙恩的地位上接受。
We can only receive on the ground of being blessed.
很多募款机构都写信给 Bill Gates 或是这些有钱的人说，请你们捐款、捐款、捐款。
Many fundraising agencies or institutes write letters to Bill Gates and ask him to donate money.
Bill Gates 愿意捐款3亿块给他，对你的信一直不回信，你不能够骂他的。
Maybe Bill Gates will want to donate $300 million to some other person and neglect your letter. You cannot scold him.
我
在说 blame him.
恩典里面没有公平不公平的事。
In the realm of grace, there's no issue of fairness.
所以主在这里回答说，朋友，我一点都不亏负你。
Therefore, the Lord says, friend, I do nothing wrong to you.
我给那后来和你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is your eye evil because I'm good?
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望这个故事过去之前，我们要有一点点的总结。
So let me summarize and conclude.
你在这个比喻的里面，当你把它用到整个教会历史的时候
，When we apply this story to the entire church history,
我们知道犹太的基督徒当时的使徒这一批第一批进葡萄园做事。
We know that the Jewish apostles, they are the first ones that got into the vineyard.
然后历史历代信徒们被呼召跟神的工作跟神的旨意有份。
And throughout the history, saints in different generations are called into the vineyard to work.
今天到我们这一班人已经最靠近主回来了，我们也被呼到葡萄园里面来工作。
Now we are at the close of the time that we're approaching the end time.The Lord
主在这里鼓励我们，我们得到的奖赏一点不会输他们。
And the Lord is saying us that, is telling us that our reward will by no ways be any less than theirs.
关键在于，当我们得到这个呼召的时候，我们是不是能够一样的尽忠，能够讨神的喜悦
？But the key point lies in whether we will be faithful to our calling.
那第二个，我们从人的得救来说。
And from the salvation's point of view.
啊，我有些人。都很后悔自己信耶稣信得太晚。
Many people regret that they became Christian too late.
我早信主就好了。
They wish they could become Christian earlier.
Never too late.
But it's never too late. Never too late.
我信主40多年。
I've been Christian for 40 years, more than 40 years.
我爸爸信主70多年。
And my father has been Christian for over 70 years.
你可能刚刚信主一个月。
But you might have been Christian just for 1 month.
但是神在乎的不是我们信主多久。
What God cares is not how long we have been working. Or how long we have been working.
而是从我们进到这个葡萄园以后，我们是否忠于神所给我们的托付。
But after we enter into the vineyard, have we been faithful to God's commission?
我们是不是忠于神给我们的智慧
？Are we faithful to God's the opportunities that God gave us?
第三个，我们从我们个人属灵的经历来看。
And also from our personal spiritual journey.
很多人信了耶稣。
Many people after,
但是没有真正的把自己奉献起来，好好跟随主，为主而活。
Many people after they become a Christian, they have not offered themselves to God and live for God.
有一天我们突然醒悟了。
One day, all of a sudden, we wake up.
我们觉得亏欠，我们在主的面前重新忘记背后努力面前。
We fell short and we felt indebted to God, and so we forget about our past and continue move on forward.
每一次的醒悟就好像开始打人生的下半场。
Every wake up, we mark the beginning of our second half of our life.
不要再浪费时间。
That we will pursue the Lord and not waste any moment.
可能对有一些人就会说，哎呀，那这个故事不是正合我意吗？
And then some may say, okay, this story I really like.
我想好好爱世界，爱到我退休的时候再来好好爱主。
And I will just pursue the Lord, pursue the world and love the world until I retire. Then I will turn to God.
我慢点信耶稣，等到人生快结束再信就好了。
Maybe I will wait until close to the end of my life, then I will become a Christian.
两个提醒。
Now I have two reminders for you.
第一个。
First.
你不知道你什么时候见主。
Because you don't know when you will see the Lord.
可能已经是你的上午五点半了，你都不知道。
Maybe it's already 5:30 in the afternoon for your life.
六点钟主就回来算账。
And the Lord will come back 6 o'clock.
对，每一个机会都应该珍惜，都应该抓住的。
So let's cherish every single opportunity.
第二个。
Second.
如果你会问这个问题，你仍然没有听懂我刚才所说的。
If you still say this, then you have not understood what I just shared with you.
殷勤工作，殷勤侍奉，真正的价值跟报偿，还不在于我们得到什么。
The true value and return for diligent service is not what we can gain.
而在于我们到底是不是能为神活，到底是不是在神的旨意中活，到底我们是不是能够为神国、神家有所贡献，到底在这个里面工作的里面，我这个人成为了怎样的人。
But it lies on whether we work for God and on what we have.Become in the process of working for God.
我们结束的时候把背诵经文念完，我们就结束。
Before we end, let's read together the memory verse.
这次我放了两节啊。
There are two verses.
啊，因为我听说教员弟兄每天早上用这个做他导读晨更的材料，所以我想多放一些。
I heard Brother Jeff use a memory verse as his morning devotion, so I want to give him more verses.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，腓立比书二章十四节。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因为你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督，那行不义的必受不义的报应。主并不偏待人，所以一方面让我们看见神决定公平，不会偏待我们。
Here we can see that God is fair. There's no partiality.
另外一面让我们看见，我们如果从心里面甘心为主而做。
But yet also, if we do whatever from the heart, us to the Lord.
我们从主那里一定要得到基业作为赏赐。
We will receive the reward of inheritance.
那个赏赐是什么？不是我们要去担心的。
And we do not have to worry what exactly that inheritance will be.
当我们接受那个赏赐的时候，我们只会觉得自己不配。
But I'm sure when we receive that inheritance, we will feel so unworthy.
我们唱639首，我们唱第一节跟第三节。
Let's sing Psalm 639, verses 1 and 3.
告诉我们在葡萄园工作越久的人其实喜乐越大。
the refrain tells us that those who work longer in the vineyard actually have greater joy. Because we do it for the love of our Lord. And the Lord is always with us and He's pleased with our offerings.
I
don't see a lot of joy. Let's stand up and sing stanza 3.
It is your
grace that we can be partakers of your great ministry.
Whenever
we think that whatever we do can please you,
and there's no greater
reward than this. You are always with us and you are pleased with our offerings. Please help us to depart from a lifestyle of being idle.
We commit
every one of us in your hands. Help us to escape from all the complaints and competing. That we will do everything for you in love. That we will offer our best in every opportunity and commission that you have given us. Lord, we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.